Are you killing your business by committing one of these sins? The sins include having no one to bounce ideas off, bringing in the wrong people, a lack of self-awareness, and staying inside your comfort zone. That's according to Hilary Briggs of R2P Limited.
It can get very frustrating and lonely sometimes as the runner of a business. If you've not got people around you, you can get stuck in one train of thinking. Maybe there's a problem and it becomes much bigger in your head than it is actually, or the reverse. Sometimes even I'm thinking of one client I've worked with where he had a business partner and they'd worked together for a long time, actually a number of years, but it came to a point where this business partner became the problem. And it was only because he was working in one of the groups that I run that we were able to offer support, and it's actually taken a year, but now things are really moving forward and he's got a route to fix it.
Which kind of leads neatly onto sort of bringing in the wrong people, doesn't it? How do you even know if you're bringing in the wrong people?
There's a number of ways of actually having contacts with people. You know, it might be people one's met networking, or more formal groups, the sort of thing that I run, where you've got people who are not in the business, but they're there to act as sounding boards. Sometimes in recruiting people, one can recruit in one's own image. You know, you like the people and you're attracted to a certain kind of person, which I've seen again with some clients. They go around the same loop of bringing someone in and then it going horribly wrong because actually they haven't got exactly the qualities that's required. It can end up in quite horrendous situations. I've seen on more than one occasion where people who've come in and been recruited end up running off with data, clients, all sorts of legal battles. So I think the warning for people is to be very careful and to take, again, different soundings. Perhaps bring in other colleagues or people into interviews and really get a wider view on, is this person going to fit, and go with your instinct. I know I remember actually going to work for a company and I recognised up front there was probably a slight value clash, particularly in terms of respect for people, which is one that's strong for me, and I overrode my instinct, and later on things went not as we would have liked. You know, it took about 18 months. The learning for me from that was if there's a mix of values, then it's when and on what subject you have the row. So it's go with your instinct and intuition. If you sense there's something not quite right, really take note of it up front. You'll save yourself a lot of time and problems further down.
And how much do you think that then ties into this kind of idea of having a lack of self-awareness? Because clearly that only works if you do have some self-awareness.
Absolutely. I think, you know, it's probably life's journey really to become more aware. You know, one needs to run one's own business and set up, you need a lot of self-confidence and belief. And I think there's a fine line between having that and becoming arrogant and kind of fixated in one's own view. And it can happen to all of us. You know, I want to say I'm immune from it at all. And it reminds me of Ernest Shackleton, the Antarctic explorer, is one of my heroes. And he talks about the fine line between success and failure. And I think that's one of the things, you need the confidence, but it's also being humble enough to accept that, okay, maybe there's something I'm missing here, checking out with other people and really going with your own, yeah, your intuition, but checking out if obviously you've got staff in the business. You know, you can think you're delegating to people and think you're doing a marvellous job, but in reality, you're just dumping work on people. So I think being able to have open conversations and being able to draw out the ideas and really get feedback, and that's a skill I think as any leader should be able to take negative comments or, you know, criticism, and it works from the staff point of view as well, that there's ways of putting things across too. But I think being open to that and creating that environment is going to be, you're going to have a much stronger business.
And I guess all of this, though, is about whether you're willing to step outside your comfort zone, really.
Absolutely. I've seen in some situations, some family businesses or other people are running a business and they want, first of all, they bring in family members, which is fine. But it's really testing, are they the right people, or is it, am I just bringing in people because I know I'm comfortable with them? So I think it's being very, very challenging to oneself about what's best for the business. Research I came across quite a few years ago on the effectiveness of teams, and Professor Michael West did some research, and he found actually that companies got better results with the less diverse the team. He was measuring it in terms of the age difference on the board of directors. And what he said was it's not that diversity is a bad thing, actually it's a very good thing, but it requires much better communication skills for the team to make it work. And so I think that's the thing, to get out of the comfort zone, you do need to develop and have the ability to draw the best out of other people and to handle the fact that people have different views, and that requires development.
That's Hilary Briggs of R2P Limited.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
is online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.